This is Debbie's energy story. She was interviewed by Rosie Lewis for the Some Like It Too Hot project in April 2010. Debbie lives in a 1930s house that she recently moved into. Her monthly gas bill is about £40 a month, which equates to about 42p per square metre. In this energy story, Debbie talks about her experience of getting cavity wall insulation fitted.
Okay, so you've got a gas combi boiler.
Yes.
And do you know how old it is?
It's less than 10 years old.
Okay.
I would imagine it's probably about 6 or 7 years old.
Okay. And how many rooms is the house?
You've got 3 bedrooms.
3 beds, okay.
3 beds, sitting room, bathroom, kitchen.
And do all of those spaces have a radiator in them, or are there any that don't or have some other form of heating?
The only place it doesn't have is the upstairs hallway.
Okay.
I know there's no other forms of heating.
And generally, I mean, you've only been in here a short while, obviously, but how does it feel in terms of cosiness, and is it a house that heats up and stays warm, or does it leak heat? Or
I think it leaks heat. You can probably hear.
We're catching that beautifully on this. Okay.
Yes. I think all the windows, despite the fact that they're replacement and double glazed, I think all of them leak.
Okay.
And in fact, I know they do because I have blinds upstairs and it feels like you're sleeping in a tent sometimes.
What, they're kind of flapping around, really?
Yeah, they're really poor. Actually.
So basically you think that it's just the double glazing is a bit either old or a bit ropey?
Definitely. It seems to be the seals around the windows. So okay. That'll be the next job.
Really? Is that on the list?
Well, I don't know. It depends how much it's going to cost.
I know. It all comes down to cost in the end. And what about doors? Do you feel like the front or the back door are kind of leaky heat-wise?
Yeah,
are they?
I would think the front door is. There's a hell of a draft comes in here. I don't know where it comes from.
Okay.
I haven't really had a chance to establish it.
No. Do you feel anything in terms of, like, have you got, do you know if there's space under the house? Or
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't even lifted a carpet to see. It's obviously wooden.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be, a solum of some kind, but I don't actually know.
You haven't, there's no hatch or anything. There's no kind of, like, half, it's not a huge kind of gap underneath it.
No.
And then the roof as well.
The roof's really annoying. It's flat.
Okay.
And the void in it is only about that, so it's not even crawlable, so I can't have it insulated apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, real pain. So that's what that's about.
A
less
meter?
Than a metre.
Okay.
750, something like that.
And you've got a hatch into it?
Yeah, there's a hatch. It's bizarre actually. He opened it because I made him look at it to see whether they could insulate it.
Yeah.
And he opened it, and it's like a little short tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even look into.
So it's kind of like
side.
A spout up
into
the.
And then there's a hatch onto the roof.
And did you climb up and have a look over them?
I haven't yet, no.
And do you know if there's any insulation up there at all, even 10 centimetres, or do you think it's nothing?
I don't think so, because I don't think there's enough of a crawl space to get and put anything in.
That's funny. You'd imagine they could just roll it out.
You'd have thought, wouldn't you?
Yeah. No. It'd be interesting, actually, maybe when we look at the thermal image to see if that shows it. Yeah, that'd be quite particularly interesting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how heavily do you use your gas, your heating? You've got a fireplace as well, which feels like it's giving us some heat.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I think it's an 8.3 kilowatt or something, which is actually quite powerful. And actually, I had one in my old flat, and this one actually is much more efficient.
Okay.
And I do use it quite a lot. I've only had one gas bill since I've been here.
Okay, oh yeah.
So and that took me from middle of December to middle of February, and that was about 170, reasonably high. But that was that really, really
that
cold weather.
So
plus Christmas, so you're in the house a lot. And
yeah, and you've got 2 floors and everything as well. It's different to a flat.
Yeah.
And again, obviously, we've only got the winter period to go on so far, but how much do you have heating on as a rule? What's your kind of habitual use of heating? What's that like for you? Are you someone who has it on a bit in the morning, a bit in the evening?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
A couple of, 3 hours. 3 hours in the morning, but probably longer at night, 3, 4 or 5 hours.
5 in the evening, okay. And the boiler, has it got a timer on it for you to set those times?
Yes.
So you don't just switch it on and off, it just comes on and off, so you've got the timer. And have the radiators, they've got thermostatic. And do you have room thermostats, like the ones up there that you can...
There's one in the hall,
okay.
But I haven't seen any anywhere else.
And do you use the one in the hall?
I did turn it up a bit, actually, because it was feeling so cold at one point, yeah.
Okay.
I don't really use that, no.
So, like, when you got that first bill for 2 months, what do you feel about the kind of that fuel bill? Does it feel like quite a lot to you? Were you a bit shocked, or?
Well, having come from the guest house where my monthly bills could be about £400, it didn't seem that
really
bad. Yeah, I had a really bad boiler. it finally broke, and they said about half of the cost was going up the chimney.
Oh my god! And had you realised that before?
No, it was brilliantly efficient in as much as it heated up, but I didn't realise actually how efficient it was going up the chimney.
How do you mean?
I meant it heated up very quickly because it was a big house. It was on four floors, mm-hmm. and we had I don't know how many rooms.
Yeah.
So, but yes, discovered that. I did think it was kind of expensive.
Okay.
And that's why it was an old boiler. And
gorgeous.
Eventually.
You had to talk as
it
well.
Packed up. So I had it replaced, and that did help the bills.
And was
so,
that, did you get a condensing boiler in then after that?
Yes, we couldn't get a combo. It was too big, we got a condenser. Yeah.
Okay.
So it didn't feel too bad, £170 for winter. I don't really know how it compares, to be honest. With anybody else, this with that exposed wall,
it's going to be a colder place,
and you can feel it. There's a hole covered up on the top floor. You can step into that. It's like
actually feels like you're going
possessed outside. Yeah, almost.
There's spirits in there. That's the graveyard.
Yeah.
So is that? Have you insulated the whole of that end wall then? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And right around the front.
Have you?
And right around the back. Yeah.
And did you get any financial assistance with the insulation work?
Yeah.
What support, where did you get your grant from? And
I don't know. It was the Mark Group came round and did it, and they said that they get a certain amount.
Mark Group. Okay.
Which two friends of mine had used as well.
Okay.
So it cost £150.
That was all?
Yeah.
To get it all done?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They charged me £50 because of the colour wattage of that. They put in a vent in that wall.
Okay.
Which I didn't quite understand, but they were saying that because they fill up some of the cavities.
Right.
Then the, because you know that it needs a certain amount of circulation.
So actually they were cutting down on.
So they were cutting down on that, so they had to put the vent in.
To add some ventilation. Yes,
yeah, so that
okay.
cost, so it was 200 in total, but that's because of the vent.
And have you done anything else to try and reduce the amount of energy that you need to keep?
Not yet. No.
But next is the window seals. That's your next kind of, if you were going to go for it next.
Yeah.
Okay, now I want you to imagine you've won the lottery. There's no holds barred.
Yeah.
What would you do to try and make your house more energy efficient? If you could do anything at all, what other things you'd love to do?
I guess dealing with a flat roof. I mean, other than moving to Barbados, flat roof, I suppose. I believe there's one that you can stick on the outside of a flat roof.
Okay. Maybe it's externals for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The windows, replace all the windows. And I guess deal with the doors.
Okay.
There's not much else you can do, really.
No.
I don't think.
And of any of those, like maybe the doors is probably the most affordable of the ones to do, like draft proofing the doors. What would stop you from doing that? Is it a time thing, a motivation thing, or what do you see as the barriers generally to people insulating their homes better and taking the time?
I would have thought it's probably time and money.
Because, I mean, obviously you're quite aware.
I was just about to say maybe there'd be some focus just so you can think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I guess it would be time.
Yeah. And if you ran the world from Barbados or wherever you want to be, what would you do to try and persuade people to take more care over their gas use and try and be more aware of it and to insulate and do all those things? So how would you convince the general public to do that?
I think the easiest way to convince anybody about these things is to tell them how much they'll save on their bills.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody turned around to you and said, but it's going to cost me £18,000 to put double glazing in, I'm never going to make that back.
Mm.
What would you do to try and get around the payback period thing? Mm. Would there be anything that you could do?
Well, I guess you'd have to have the conversation at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think anyone who was going to cost £18,000 to is not going to do anything.
No.
Other than apply for a grant, if there are grants for windows, I don't know.
And can you tell me why you wanted to get photographed for this project, to get the thermal imaging done, why it appealed to you?
True. And after because we're doing our own insulation thing, you know. And
at the Science Festival.
Yeah, the Science Festival. So it was very much uppermost in everybody's minds, really.
Yeah. In terms of your lifestyle, do you think you're going to use more or less energy in the future as an individual? Do you anticipate any big changes, the amount of electricity you use or the amount of gas you use, or do you think...
Just from choice?
Yeah, just from choice.
Well, I would hope with having the cavity wall done,
mm-hmm.
that will cut down naturally.
Yep.
you know, it'll insulate the house better.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about energy use, insulation, home heating, climate change, any other views that you...
Generally, people are quite... are fairly concerned, and if you can help them along in some way to address some of the climate issues, some of the, consumption issues, then I think people will.
Yeah, but you can't leave them on their own to do it.
I think not. Mm-hmm. Some people will. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously some people will, but I think they're a small percentage.
And helping them along, what comes under that umbrella phrase?
Probably money, as I said before, but... but also just facilitating and make it easy, you know. The Mark group were brilliant. As I said, we were in contact through a friend who'd had hers done.
Yep. So
her mum had hers done as well.
Okay. So word of mouth, recommendation.
Yeah, phoned them up, they came along, did the survey, said yes, it's possible, drilled a wee pilot hole. You know, and it was very straightforward.
Yeah.
They came and did it, it took a couple of hours, maps actually.
So it was very convenient, funded, assisted in terms of funding. Okay. That's great, Debbie. Thank you very much. I'll stop recording now.
Okay.
This energy story was recorded by Rosie Lewis for the Some Like It Too Hot project. For more information, see www.greenerleith.org. The Some Like It Too Hot project was developed by Greenerleith in partnership with Out of the Blue, Changeworks, Port of Leith Housing Association, Scottish Hydro and IRT Surveys.